from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike and I just kicking back, literally, taking it all in as we get ready for the Falcons practice here tonight. It is open to the public. For those of you who are just tuning in, $5 to get in. All proceeds go towards Emory Healthcare. Would love to get a chance to see you guys down here. And I've got a lot of people who saw my post earlier said, this is the office today. We'll see you guys later. People are excited, man. And I am, too. I will tell you this, Mike Bell. A little bit disappointed. Little bit disappointed. The MAD ratings came out for the quarterbacks. Have you seen this?
All right, where's Kirk Flaw? Where's Kirk Cousins?
So, first of all, we go from not having anybody close to being in the top 10 to getting Kirk Cousins in the top 10. But I'm a little disappointed.
Okay.
Because Cousins came in as the 10th best quarterback, or at least rating, in the Madden game. Okay. Right. Patrick Mahomes, duh. Lamar Jackson, okay. Duh. Joe Burrow, okay. Josh Allen, 92. It goes 99, 98, 93, 92 rating. Our guy has an 84 rating. I think that has a lot to do with the injury, but that is ridiculous. And here's why I'm disappointed. Cousins is better than Purdy. He throws the ball way better than Jalen Hurts, who got an 86 rating compared to Kirk's 84. Justin Herbert has an 87 rating. Tua's got an 88. You're telling me Cousins is not better than Tua Tagovailoa?
Now, we don't have the full season because he got injured, as you guys know, in week 8. But how about this completion percentage? Kirk Cousins comes in number 4. Obviously, we're not going to count Mason Rudolph because that's a smaller sample size. But it was Dak Prescott and then Kirk Cousins of guys who had more than 8 starts. So he's number 2 in completion percentage. And that's something which changes everything for this team.
All right. If you ask me, and I know you aren't, but I'm telling you anyway. Mahomes, I'm fine with. Lamar being 2 at 98 overall rating, that's fine. Joe Burrow, great. Josh Allen, and then I would have Kirk Cousins. Then I'd have Dak Prescott with a 90 overall rating. I think Kirk's a 90 rating.
Right.
I do in this game.
But the Achilles, I think, not sure what he's – maybe that's – if that has anything to do with it, I don't know how Madden comes up with it, but maybe that's one reason.
Well, they look at all the numbers. The metrics do play, but they also do some other things to come up with this. It's usually pretty accurate, to be honest with you. When you
that's why the players get so ornery about this if they feel they've been undervalued.
But I don't think that's the case. To say he's a top 10 quarterback is a given. To give him an 84 rating and have guys that we believe are way – less than what he is right now in his career. Either way, that's what's going on, and we got to talk about it.
Well, think about this. I mean, we went with Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder, and these guys were just awful. In just 8 games, Kirk Cousins had 18 touchdowns and 5 picks.
How many did our guy have last year total? Did he have 18 total? He didn't, did he? 16 total last year? I mean, that's what we're talking about. An entire season, and this dude went out in week 8. And he had 18 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it right now. Apologize, didn't have it up on him.
No, that's fine. We're just talking out loud. I just, one of those things were popped up, and I said, wait a minute. I'm glad Cousins is on the top 10 of EA Sports Madden, But why is he 10 and why is his rating 84?
So last year, Desmond Ridder had 12 touchdowns and 12 picks. This guy had 18 in 8 games. I mean, to give you some perspective, and I'll go back to, I'll look at, I'll punch up real quick as we speak, Marcus Mariota's stats. And
you mean before he quit?
Yeah, before he quit.
Go ahead.
Last four games of the year, then he decided that it was time to get some surgery. Yeah, here we go real quick. Apologize for the delay. Efforting. Good Wi-Fi. It is working. Let's see here. Touchdowns, 15.
He didn't even match that.
That would have been 13 weeks of play, 5 more weeks, and he equaled the same amount of touchdowns that Cousins had in 8.
All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. If you want to chime in on that, you can. Listen, you can say it doesn't mean anything. I said this to Mike the other day. It absolutely does, because so many millions of people play this game, and they go, oh, well, I'm going to play with that guy because he's got this rating. Cousins is better than 84 rating, but that's just me. He'll come out. Turtle just said they update the ratings weekly, so as Cousins goes, he goes along during the season, and is he having a good year? Those numbers will obviously change, and that's the cool thing about Madden, because if your team's really good, it reflects it on the game, and if it's bad, well, it also reflects
I'm really going to have to, you know, it's funny, we were joking around sidebar about, you know, getting back into the game and how many folks are fighting a struggle for the college game that just came out, the EA Sports College 2025. I tell you what, though, I feel like I'm getting sucked back into this. I may have to go, but now the big debate is, I've been a PS, it's almost like a Ford or a Chevy, man. I've been a PlayStation guy.
Xbox for life, baby.
So what makes it for you, what makes Xbox
I just think
better?
It's easier. I think the controllers are easier from the standpoint of my thumbs. I just feel like PlayStation, I got a lot. Why am I doing all this in front of you like you know what's going on? I've got a lot of finger action going
on
here.
Hi-oh,
okay? It's the truth. All these fingers are doing all this
the magic stuff. Magic fingers.
Okay? And I'm not talking about you.
Hello, ladies.
Right? Yes. I'm not talking about, but like, you see me, Mike. I'm doing all this.
Yeah, I do.
Xbox is more here with my trigger finger and my thumbs. Xbox for life, baby.
Chris, put it up. Since it's Friday, let's do a complete grab ass question. Are you an Xbox? You're thinking about, Mike's thinking about getting, and Carl, the new games. Carl is a proponent of Xbox. Mike's a PlayStation guy. What's the best system? There you go.
What are you doing, thumbs down, Jersey Mike? What are you talking about? Xbox, babe.
Come on, man.
404-726-0929. Hey, we're down here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coming up, by the way, the challenge. We will explain what we are talking about. Right now, a big O, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Don't know if you saw any of it. Maybe you saw the end of it because they cut the game short last night. Weather played a part, but Chicago wins. Woo! 21-17 in the Hall of Fame game. I think the storyline was simple. It was Brett Rypien to Collins Johnson, not once, but twice. Let's hear it.
Here's Rypien throwing wide open, end zone touchdown. Colin Johnson, who dropped one moments ago, spins around and wheels and makes the catch in the end zone. A 20-yard touchdown, and the Bears are on the board, down by a 10-6 score.
Bears were a 2-point or 2.5-point dog, depending on your book. Over-under was about 31. Mm. In just three quarters, Bears did cover and took the over. So, but again, it depends on your house, who you bet with, if this is all bets are off because it wasn't four quarters, or if the action stays.
Yeah, by the way, Colin Johnson, 3 catches, 2 touchdowns. Not a bad night for him. Either way, we did not see either of the starting quarterbacks.
A dude who might not even remotely have a chance to get in the game with amazing talent ahead of him on that depth chart in Chicago.
Yeah, and all the receivers, you know, were on the sideline. DJ Moore and all those guys, cheering him on. It was great.
Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, DJ Moore. They got some dudes, man.
Well, it could be a problem. If they got a guy that can deliver the ball, we think that he can in the number one overall pick. The big talk last night, Mike, was the kickoff. How it looked, how these teams, you know, approached it. We will see how our Falcons approach it in the first preseason game. Guys, I got to tell you, like, the offense and defensive stuff, yes, they care about, but most of these coaches care more about how they're approaching this kickoff. Because if you do it wrong, Mike, it could turn it easily to a big play. And more importantly, what's your strategy on it, right? Are you trying to kick it deep? Are you going to allow them to return it? What's your return setup? Or, for that matter, how are you attacking it? And it did look weird last night. I don't know if you saw it, but the first time I'm like, I don't know.
We were talking about Justin Fields, and is he going to come in here and show out if he wins the job over Russell Wilson? Arthur Smith's going to have something up his sleeve. You know, I wonder if Cordarrelle Patterson will have an, you know, have some impact on week one here at Mercedes-Benz. More in the punt game. Of course, he's taking them to the house in the kickoffs. It just, I know that as a team, our punt guys were the worst. Our deep men were awful. Starting position for the Falcons was amongst the worst in the league last year, and hopefully that's going to change this year, Carl, because how many times here at Mercedes-Benz we were inside the 15 or 10 start drives?
No,
didn't help a rookie quarterback who didn't know what he was doing.
Field position is a killer, man. It just is, and you're absolutely right. I mean, do I trust Cousins to work our offense out of those situations? Way more than I did the other guys, but you can't do that consistently, and it just felt like our return game last year, across the board, always put us in those situations, whether it was kickoff or punt returns. By the way, Big O says, fellas, forget about choosing just one. Do like I did and get both.
Oh, big baller.
I didn't know Big O was doing it like that.
Wow, man. I mean, shoot. I'm just happy right now to go get a Wii at a garage sale. Gonna work on my skills. Work my way up.
Half off. Hey, we're talking about the National Football League. Everybody's talking about what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. You know, look, I am kind of over this in the sense of, we know they're going to get a lot of press. Mike and I have been saying this for 2 years now. We knew it last year. But, you know, the expectation is you're going to see a lot of Jets coverage. Chris is already probably over it. I want to see games, and I want to see what they're about. But you continue to hear, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Mike, let me say this. If this thing goes wrong, I think it's going to be because Aaron Rodgers handled these situations wrong with either his teammates or his coach. The latest thing is Aaron saying that he wasn't aware that Robert Saleh had already told the media
he ain't gonna play,
that he wasn't going to be playing. How can he not be aware? Our guy was aware. Our coach just tried to let us know that, well, we're going to play it week by week. But Kurt was very aware of what they wanted to do. So where's the communication in that building? Who's talking to whom? What's going on with Saleh? How does Saleh not say, oh, by the way, you know the plan is you're not playing? And then Aaron gets up there and says, well, that's news to me. He didn't tell me.
It just kind of, as we said, D-led if he was up there in New York. And you know New York media will make that argument, left hand, right hand. What's going on? You just laid it out. So, yeah, Saleh, look, he's wrapped tight. I think best thing Saleh can do is just chill and just, you know.
Just chill.
When it comes to Aaron Rodgers, go Belichick. New York media will kill you for it. The less is set up that at the camp is probably the better for everybody involved.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you can't handle it, and if you open yourself up the way Saleh seems to, you know, he tries to put on that fake smile. You feel like he's going to grind his teeth while he's smiling, or I don't know. I think that guy, he knows. And Aaron Rodgers even said it. If they don't win, if he doesn't do his job, a lot of guys are going to be out of a job up there in New York with the Jets.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
We're just talking about how bad Marcus Mariota was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. First team snaps the lion's share up in Washington with their practice going to Jayden Daniels with the Commanders.
As it should.
Of course. No brainer. I mean, he's not going to learn. First off, you're not going to learn anything watching Marcus Mariota, you know, and you're going to get out there and just, yeah, you'll make some mistakes like all rookies do. But just like hopefully C.J. Stroud, which every now rookie, that's now the new benchmark. You've got to be C.J. Stroud. Same thing for Caleb Williams in Chicago.
That's
I mean, Jayden Daniels, and again, with a great offensive coordinator with Kingsbury, I'd be hard-pressed to see that kid not have some success this year.
I agree. Rookie of the year? Are you willing to go there?
The key for him is avoiding the big hits because he will get killed because he is too skinny to get – unless he's going to change his style and not be – because he does pick him up and put him down. He's got to make some good business decisions in this first year because we saw what happened to RG3, who didn't, and that cut short his career.
Poll questions up at Dukes and Bell 929. Mike's thinking about getting College Football 25 and is a PS5 man. Put him up. See, Duke says Xbox is the way to go. Who are you who are you going with? So guys are hitting us up. It's already got
a lot of finger action going.
I do. When I do this on the game, there's a lot of finger.
You may have to do a video of your finger action later. Something for the ladies right here live.
So a couple of guys hitting us up. Xbox the way to go. That's Cody. Mm-hmm. Brandon says, Dukes, we've had this combo before. Yes, we have. And my opinion hasn't changed. Xbox for life. This is true. Brandon, you know where I'm at.
No, I mean, it's been so long. I mean, I think the
don't
habits.
Don't you want the easier control?
Yes. And especially everybody saying this game is freaking near impossible if you're 56 and hadn't played a video game in 20 years.
You don't want to be an octopus.
Right.
Having to, you know, do all this to try to play the game.
By the way, Carl, are the remotes wireless these days?
Yes, they are.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. Hey, man, the NFL
That's the best part, by the way.
They lost their lawsuit, and now, shock, NFL now wins their lawsuit. At least it's going back to court. A judge overturns the $4.7 billion Sunday ticket verdict. The ruling says that they basically gave the jury bad information and instructions, and thus the verdict that they turned back was incorrect.
Okay, can I tell y'all something? This is called NFL
juice.
Lawyers.
Yes, this is talk. This is called muscling up if you are the NFL.
The owners went, who's paying $4 billion? Y'all better call somebody.
Right.
And literally, all of a sudden, this thing's been overturned.
I remember I got the email. You may have gotten the letter in the mail on this, and I just ripped it up and said, this is never going to get one. And the award from the jury back in June was $4.7 billion mm-hmm. to residential and commercial subscribers after it ruled the NFL violated antitrust rules in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on a premium subscription service, taking off your basic cable.
You guys, do you remember Michael Jordan looking at that tablet?
Right.
Doing the Last Dance and laughing at all those videos that they were showing him. That was the owners when they got this bill. They were laughing.
Yeah, literally, Jerry Jones or somebody, maybe it was Mara, he lit a cigar with a $100 bill, and they got their lawyers on it. There you go.
There was no way. Hey, man, we're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We got this challenge coming up. Kurtzy, is this challenge going to happen here? We got this thing happening? All right, we're going to get to a challenge. You're saying, what challenge? We are about to tell you.
I wore my big pants. Is that a good idea?
Well, you may need them. We're about to tell you how it goes down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for game day. Wait until you find out what we're talking about, all right? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I've got a lot of finger action going
on
here.
Hi-oh, okay? Yahtzee.
It's the truth. All these fingers, are doing all this
the magic
stuff.
Fingers.
The magic fingers, okay?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
3:40. We had to push our boy B-Mac back to around 3:40, so he will join us here coming up in about 20 minutes. Brian McFadden will talk all things NFL with him. He does a great podcast. Speaking of all things covered, that's the name of the podcast, and he writes, covers the NFL for CBS. Real quick tease, because I don't want to give it all away, but I would simply ask anybody that's been here to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, how much food could you get for $20? Now, if you've been here, Mike and I, this is like our second home.
Right.
I think you might be surprised about it. Stick around. We're going to tell you all about this.
Because, you know, anytime we've had friends come in from out of town, whether, you know, any part of the country, they are blown away by how inexpensive the concessions are. That's a given. Everything from the price of a brew to a hot dog. But you'll be blown away when you see the total package and how much value you're going to find here at Mercedes-Benz.
All right. So that's coming up. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. I did not know Big O was making that kind of money. He says he has both the PlayStation and the Xbox.
Man, we're talking about what we should be doing now if I get back into video games. Jason, by the way, who's part of the media ops team for Mercedes-Benz, we posted a video they put up last month for Mercedes-Benz.
Go see it.
He's turned the Halo boards into the world's largest private video game as he sits in the suite and plays the EA Sports College Football 25.
It's the coolest thing when he showed us this video, and then I even got more excited when he told us what system did he play it on?
He happened to be using an Xbox
for life.
That day.
For life.
And so it's up there. I put up at Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. You can check it out.
I'm going to retweet that. I got to retweet that. I just was watching the video because I was so enamored with him playing the game, man. It was so cool. And then he was like, the cool thing about college football, the new college football game that's out, and I didn't even think about this, Mike. Kurtzy was just saying you end up in Mercedes-Benz Stadium because the national championship game is here this year. So it doesn't matter what team you play with. If you're good enough, I sound like a game promo.
If you're good enough, in the game.
You get to come and play here.
And it's kind of neat because they're going to simulate the Clemson-Georgia game, and we'll see because, you know, you and I were talking about it yesterday. Clemson needs they need a big win. You know, Dabo needs
14 points, though, Mike.
I mean, he's sticking to his guns. I know the idea that only the service academies and Clemson are not in the transfer portal. I mean, that kind of tells you that you're out of touch with this generation of college football. But I'm very, very curious to see. Imagine if Georgia does administer a whooping. I mean, I don't think it's going to be.
It's going to get a lot of people excited.
I don't think it's going to get to the level of the Oregon game a few years back. But does Clemson Nation turn on Dabo like a rabid tiger? You know, and all of a sudden, then he's on the hot seat?
Because I don't know how old you are. I don't really care.
But, I mean, Coach, I mean, you go from, you know, beating Alabama and going undefeated or, you know, 11 and 12 wins to now losing 3 and 4 games a year. That's, you know, you created a monster that people expect you to keep feeding year after year.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to say, because Dabo signed that 10-year deal, right? I mean, after they won the national championships and, listen.
And they built the team in his image.
And God. But, listen, I don't think, even if he loses the Georgia game, because, again, that doesn't mean they won't win the ACC. You still have your doubts about Florida State and what they're going to be.
Miami, you know, like, again, we've been hearing Miami's on the come for, like, the last 15 years. Miami got a great recruiting class. They got a big quarterback. Some say they got the best quarterback in the ACC in a transfer. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think Miami, this might be the year. They get Florida State at home this year, by the way, too.
So if he loses the Georgia game, and I say, you know, we're talking about Dabo Swinney, because we were just talking about this because we were talking about college football, EA Sports, and the Halo Board and all this, and then we got into the discussion, and I said they're double-digit dogs, you know, against the dogs, pardon the pun. And to start the season, you know, that's just the juice Georgia brings. I do think people realize Georgia's going to be good. But if he loses that game, Mike, it's one thing to be, to lose the game by 7 or 10.
Right.
If Georgia blows doors,
that's the thing.
That's when you start to really go, all right, wait a minute. Dabo, he did finish the season strong. They did come on strong at the end.
Right.
But the main thing he's been unable to do, and we've talked about this, and this is, something we talked about with Kirby, he's not been able, after Deshaun and Trevor left,
right,
he's not been able to go get that quarterback to solidify the program. Guys, they're still recruiting at a high level. Clemson is good, but the problem is that quarterback position went from being two NFLers, Mike, two first-round guys,
right,
to busters.
But that's the thing. I mean, ironic that DJ Uiagalelei starts in Clemson, goes to Oregon State, winds up in Tallahassee. Meanwhile,
that's your quarterback?
Yeah.
You're talking about your quarterback.
That's our guy. But the guy that Clemson should be going after is the guy who wound up in Miami is Cam Ward.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Out of Washington State. That's the kind of player, because I think most Clemson fans realize their quarterback isn't the guy. That's the kind of player that Dabo needs to bring in. If there's an area where you're weak, you've got to go improve it in the transfer portal. And if that's the hill he's going to die on, it's not going to be great for Death Valley fans.
We built this program in God's name.
I hear you, brother.
Well, again, I don't have anything against Dabo.
I like the guy. I do, too. Clemson got to the mountaintop before Georgia. You and I, with the first show we did back in 2015, we were talking about, Georgia. I said, Clemson is Georgia, Georgia's Clemson. Sooner or later, one of these guys is going to figure it
out.
They're
going to break through.
Clemson got there first, and now Georgia looks like perhaps it's more sustainable the way Kirby's got it going.
Well, Kirby has been, let's just face it, he has been more willing to adjust to the times.
The way Nick Saban did.
Correct. The brilliance of Saban is not that Saban knew more than anybody else. The brilliance of Saban is he was willing to hire guys that weren't necessarily fit what he believed in. You look at this tenure at Alabama. All the guys he brought in. Hell, Mike, even Sark. He brought Sark in.
Brought in Lane Kiffin.
Well, what are you doing? Right. Why are you bringing this guy in? He wasn't afraid knowing that offensive football had turned. It had changed.
He complained about it. He lobbied against it and then said, if that's the way football is going, I will adapt to it.
And he did. He was more adaptable. That's what Kirby's done, and that's why I think Georgia's ahead now of Clemson and where they are. If Dabo was more adaptable, maybe Clemson would be right where Georgia is. But you're right. We'll see what happens here. That game, by the way, August 31st here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as we were talking about our poll, which is up at Dukes and Bell 929. Go vote, guys. Let's quickly talk about the Braves, Mike, because we got BMAC coming up. We haven't had a chance to dive into it last night. Home runs, guys. We said this, and I've been telling you.
It's what this team has been built on for 3 decades. Got
to
have it.
But we're not going to get to where we need to be unless Matt Olson does this, okay? 7 home runs You talk about the last, what, four games? This is what we needed. And all season long, we've been striving to, like, okay, when are these home runs going to start? When are guys going to start hitting? Hell, Arcia hit a ding last night.
Yep.
You know? So, I mean, it's one of those things where you say, if this is what's going to happen over the next 50 games, we're going to be just fine.
I mean, again, Arcia, Olsen, Riley, this is what you need, man. And you also, and the kid, if you didn't see the game last night, guys, it is back. I know they're putting a premium on Bally Sports, but Meyer, who's a young prospect they're high on for the Miami Marlins, Max Meyer, man, he got shook, and then he hunkered down for a while. It looked like it was going to be lights out in the first or the second inning, but this is what you got to do. You got to beat up on this inferior opponent. Phillies back in action against Seattle.
Yeah. By the way, Arcia's got a 12-game hitting streak, so you add that to Olsen, who's heating up, and all of a sudden now you put Jorge Soler in there, who you have to pitch to lead off.
Right.
Things kind of look a little bit different. The problem was last year, or it wasn't a problem, something that we worked through. When someone struggled, Mike, somebody else was picking them up. And this year, when we've gone through our struggles,
there's nobody doing it.
We haven't had
I mean, Kelnick, like I said, it was sort of patchwork for a while. I mean, Kelnick, you're just kind of grinding with him. Arcia was really in a slump. Obviously, we talked about Mettelson's two slumps this season. So we talked about 21. The entire infield hit that year. I told you guys. Freddie Freeman was good. Riley was good. Dansby was good. Ozzie's good. So, yeah, the good news is the everyday guys. If Arcia hits at that clip, Carl, the rest of the way, now he's on pace to be batting like over 300 for the getting into the month of August, after batting 280 for the month of July. That's what we need. That's where everything clicks, Carl, if you just do your job. And then eventually you get the healthy guys get healthy, and hopefully the pitchers get rolling. The big if for me is, when do we see Max Fried back? Are we going to see him on Sunday?
Sunday, they're saying. We'll talk to Grant McCauley, by the way, today at 5:40, our normal time here, even though we're down here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And, yes, once practice begins, we'll be filling you in on what we're watching and seeing down here. We're literally on the field in the Maybach suite here on the field. 50-yard line, where are we at? 20, 25? 25-yard line?
He's at the 20. He's at the 15. No, we're at the 20, and they're bringing out those. Watch out for those giant padded zeros, Carl, because they attack. Your defense has really got to be ready. This is the new thing everybody's using now, these big circles for tackling drills.
The robots.
But anyway, we got the Falcons on the field from 6 to 8. Still some time to go online. You go to Ticketmaster, and again, it helps some programs that Emory Healthcare is working on, so you can help a great charity and go watch the Falcons in action here at the Benz and take advantage of all the cool stuff. Grab a brew. Go hit the team store.
It's
some fun.
Yeah. Have you been over there? I was close when we got here, right?
Yeah, but you know me. I can buy the whole place up, man.
I know. Well, every time
I wasn't going to buy. I said what I say to you.
You said the wife has
put a moratorium.
You weren't going to buy anything.
No new hats.
You're not buying anything?
See those new white training camp hats?
They're tight.
With the black. Yeah.
I got it in my cart right now.
I got it.
Me too. I got it in my cart right now.
Carl and I were online. Nothing to do with the Falcons. I just bought a cap. I just bought two trucker hats for me and Carl that says Captain Cocktail on it. That has like the scrambled eggs like admirals. I just feel like that when you're on the boat next time.
Man, it's fun. But yeah.
Although don't get pulled over by the Marine Patrol. You got a hat that says Captain Cocktail.
Yeah.
Hey, Ossifer, I got plenty of life preservers.
How much have you had today, sir? Nothing. But the team store, Mike's right, though. But every time I go in there, right, I go, oh, man, I'd love to have this. And I leave. I have the self-control to leave. But the problem is, with online now, you get home, and then you know, there's always a code. Put this code in. You save 15%. And then I find myself buying it anyway. So if you're here, you might as well buy it.
Hey, AT Ellian says, Xbox controller feels way better. Cramp up on those L1s and L2s and L3s. Talking about all the buttons that you get with
the PlayStation. That's what I'm trying to tell you, PlayStation folks. I've got a lot of finger actions. Right here. It's right here. You see this?
Magical to watch, ladies.
You see this? Brian McFadden is coming up. We're going to talk NFL with him next.
Did you take piano lesson?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.